What is it?
I don't know.
Ejected from unexplored secret stratus, this giant, harder than steel piston, disgorges strange creatures, inundating our world, twisting the emotions of women, distorting our men.
It's rich, it's alive, it's vivid. Stereophonic sound.
Are you fed up with constantly searching for the records you want?
Fame, fortune, platinum records. It's every boy's dream.
Every one of my records means something. The label, the producer, the year it was made.
I'm teaching you about rock music.
Seriously, you're totally elitist. You feel like the unappreciated scholars.
Okay, let's spin a disc.
Hey folks, we have reached the grueling end. We are at our climactic moment, the resolution, the denouement, the cliffhanger end of season one. Who will survive? What mysteries will be connected? And like a J.J. Abrams plot, what will the shark with the Dharma Initiative logo mean to all of this? I am your host, Eric.
And I'm Chris.
Who's super awesome, and I was expecting a bigger build-up
I don't know what's... And all those things you just led in with, I don't know a lot about that, but I do know what's for breakfast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we are here at episode 13 of Misfits Walk Among Us, and this is the final episode of season one of Cut by Cut.
Yeah.
And so, Chris, I guess the question that everybody has after all of these, after 13 episodes and three bonus episodes and several months, is the obvious: what is for breakfast?
Brains.
And what's for dinner?
Hold on, let me. Oh, it's brains.
Lunch?
Yeah, brains.
So what is at every single meal?
We're eating brains, folks. Suck it up. It's what's for dinner.
Okay, what if I don't want brains, Chris? I want something else?
Take a bite out of this, would ya?
What if I want guts?
Yeah. Oi, oi, oi.
Yeah. All right, so now that we've just basically walked you through the lyrics of Misfits Brain Eaters, have a good day, folks.
Yeah, take it easy.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. That lasted 3 minutes. This is...
It kind of bothers me that this is the last song that we're like of the side and the season, if you will.
Yeah, why?
It's just kind of anticlimactic. It's an oi song.
Well, it's like a street punk song, right? So yeah, I guess it would have been oi at the time, but
I like it for what it is. It feels like a Dropkick Murphys song, right? It feels like I need the ziggy zaggy, I drink a beer.
Yeah, but like 20 years before Dropkick Murphys were around.
I totally agree. So yeah. So I give the credit that you know, regarding that. But so we talked in one of our bonus episodes about American Nightmare being yanked, and I forget what exactly
it was. Mommy, can I go out and kill tonight?
So I think, the last several of the last episodes we've done, I keep giving my advice to people.
Okay.
My nickel's worth of advice for this episode is I would have not done this song, and I would have put American Nightmare on, personally.
Yeah, I agree. I really feel like this was flat out to make 13 songs so that they could have that number.
Right.
And that's their own little 138 joke or whatever it is.
We know there were plenty of songs to pick from, though. You know, it's kind of revisionist history, but they had plenty of songs.
And this is a song about violence, but not, I mean, it's goofy. It is just a goofy song.
Now that you've spent
an
album either, getting, spending moments in terms of songs through the mind's eye of various killers and psychos and monsters.
Yeah.
Now you kind of get to have a little fun and say, gosh damn it, we talked a lot about zombies, all we do is this, and it's always the same, it's the same old thing. Give me something a little different, would you?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was landing on with this. That's what I wanted to say next, actually, was that this is a piss take, right? It's all in good fun. Everything we've done here has been
Hey, we just
a joke.
We just want to have a good time.
Right, exactly. And I think that's the... I honestly think that's, as sick and twisted as it may be, that is the driving force of most horror movies, is we're just having a good time here.
Yeah, so in that vein, you know, we poke some fun. We've especially probably mostly at Danzig's expense, because he has kind of caught some of the internet focused its gaze on him for a while there. And
yeah, and being the front man of anything makes you the person who also has to take the crap.
Right. Yeah, and especially when you feel like when anyone kind of gets the idea that maybe your skin isn't as thick as it should be, being in the role you've taken. Right. So I get that, and I try to.
Yeah. That's a really good point, too. You know? Yeah, definitely.
Well, look, a guy who, you know, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen kind of thing. Yeah. Right? If, you know, whatever. But I actually would like to close the episode. This is just coming to me here. But I'd actually like to close the episode. There was a relatively recent interview with Danzig, and it's probably revisionist history on his part, too. But he's got a nice clip on how he feels about things and just what he hopes in terms of where what his legacy is and things. And I think it might be a nice note to close out the.
Yeah, I mean, does he still want a legacy of brutality?
well, I don't want to.
Well, he sets himself up for all this stuff, but I think you're exactly right that this is a guy who has sold himself as being the toughest guy in the room, the darkest, the most twisted soul around, and then when people poke fun at that, he's also the most wounded by it.
Yeah, it's kind of like, screw you guys. Yeah, it'll suck anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I feel kind of bad for him, you know, like in that way. Like, I would have given him a very different legacy. I know people who have worked with him in a bunch of different capacities. And some people are like, no, he's totally misunderstood. He's a really nice guy. Some people are like, he's a total douchebag. And I think it depends on what your connection, like, are you helping him make something, or are you helping edit him?
Well, are you an equal, or are you, you know, one of the trolls kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the people who I know either tangentially or, you know, actually, you know, some of them have had to work with him on some of his like comic projects. Some of them have worked with him musically. Some of them have worked with him, have booked him or interviewed him.
I mean, isn't this pretty much the MO for anyone who's got a vision, right? Or is creative in their own, you know, in a lot of ways, right? Aren't there always,
oh yeah,
there are always stories of, you know, George Lucas, great guy, horrible to work with, you know, who are all these people are that kind of had these lightning in a bottle captured, like Misfits was lightning in a bottle, right? So,
yeah. And I think you have to have a kind of, to put your stuff out there, especially with Misfits stuff. You know, when it's so cultured to a specific view, right? You're just making horror. Like, that's all you're doing. Glenn's not trying to solve world issues here. These aren't punk songs to bring down the state or to rally you to causes. This is just like, look, here are some great punk tunes, man. Enjoy them.
Yep.
And I think that when people expect more from them... I mean, I think we've tried to, you know, pat ourselves on the back. We've tried to do a good job of keeping it light, at least.
Yeah, we're poking fun, but I think it's all in good.
Yeah.
I think it has been all in.
I mean, we wouldn't have started this if there wasn't a sense of reverence, if there wasn't a sense of this is important to us. And I totally agree with that. And I stand by that I am still, after talking about this for 16 weeks, still a huge Misfits fan.
Yeah.
It'll be a while before I listen to this album again.
Yeah, but there's other songs we didn't do, right?
Right, you know, exactly.
Or, you know.
But I don't think this has... I haven't sold myself off this, or I'm not... I don't feel like we've even had all the conversations we could have about this album.
Yeah, I mean, I know we dropped on the... I know I went through a moment with you where we're kind of doing season one, a retrospective here, but...
Yeah.
I know.
Well,
I mean,
we're at the end. It's a minute song.
I had ideas for a whole episode or maybe two where we talked about the things we didn't get to, just kind of, but you know, we're probably not going to do that. And
yeah,
it's a little bit much to go back and really, so.
Well, I think that starts a dangerous precedent loop because, and we want to give spoilers for season two in a few minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that if we continue in the path that we're going to go, then we're always reinventing the show and we're always kind of reinventing conversations.
Yeah, sure.
So I think by saying like, look, the clock is on. How much can we talk about now? Yep. Go.
Yeah, and we got to do this in some kind of digestible chunk. Can't just keep going.
Right, exactly. And if people want to have these conversations, you know, we're on social media.
Yep.
You reach out to us and email us. Like, we're just two dudes sitting at a wooden table huddled around a space heater because we can't have the forced air on. Otherwise, you'll hear it in the background. Who want to make good podcast.
I didn't even know I wanted to do that until we were doing it.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, we're having fun. And
it's like honked you on the head, dragged you in this room, and first time in a very saw fashion, you must record one episode or I will chew your arm off.
Right, or this trap will close and
yeah,
crush your brain.
Yeah, what a stupid premise. Anyway, hoi vey.
They're doing another one.
I don't want to go down it's that like road. Saw I do not. I want to spend zero time talking about Saw. Okay. So let's take a look real quick at what we have, because I have a couple things about brains.
Yep.
You have a couple things about guts.
Well, I guess I really didn't have a lot, but I guess I wanted to ask the question to you.
Yeah.
Why are guts better than brains?
Well, there's a lot more of them.
Is it just that it's not brains in this?
Well, actually, you set me up perfectly.
Yeah.
So I looked up what brains taste like.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I was always imagining brains to be kind of like mushy meat.
Okay.
I always kind of imagined it to be like gummy meat.
Yeah.
If you will.
Okay.
Turns out that they have the texture of lumpy yogurt or tofu.
Okay.
Or almost like a spoiled tofu.
Okay.
They taste apparently, I mean, obviously, the stuff that I've read isn't about human brains, so I can't speak from a zombie's perspective.
Well, brain, I mean, okay.
But a lot of cultures, France, you know, Italy, brain is on the menu.
Sure. Indiana Jones movies.
Yeah, exactly. And it's fried. So fried brain is very, very popular. Okay. But you fry anything and it tastes delicious.
Well, I was going to pick on the way you said that. Brains are not fried normally.
No. Well, it depends.
One has to fry them.
Depends how much drugs you've done.
That's true.
So
what do you think? Oh, I forgot the name. Guitarist for Rolling Stones, Keith Richards.
Oh my God.
What do you think his brain tastes like?
I imagine they probably taste blue. And I mean that like you know that barber liquid that they use for sterilizing.
Nice, yeah.
That's what I imagine his brains taste like. They taste blue, like an Otter Pop. But they're totally
some pharmaceutical concoction.
Yeah, yeah. You taste it, and it's just like this is Otter Pop and ammonia. That's pretty much what I imagine his Keith Richards brains tasting. We could do this game, okay? Like, what do you think Danzig's brains taste like?
Yeah, I'd like books.
Books and hair gel. I imagine like hair oil, some kind of hair tonic. I don't know why I keep going with hair. Maybe because it's so close to the scalp. But
I mean, he's got a. So I would say, you know, if I were Anthony Hopkins and if I were Hannibal,
yeah,
his brain. I mean, he's got a bit large forehead.
So you think that's like?
I think there's plenty of brain in that dome of his.
So do you think?
Right? It's not.
We just went from like he's an okay guy, he's misrepresented. And we still love him. Do you think his brain kind of looks like one of those camper vans? Like it's kind of like, it just fills in the space.
I mean, all I'm saying is if you were picking your target of brains to eat, he
yeah, you go with the guy with the larger head.
He seems to have plenty of cranial space.
Yep.
So, you know, indicating that would be a target that would feed you maybe more than one meal as opposed to.
Sure, sure.
Someone smaller in stature.
Well, I imagine like brains. So brains, like in countries like France, are either fried or they're served with scrambled eggs because apparently it's the same kind of meaty texture.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Do I ever what?
I was gonna say, do you ever see the show iZombie?
No, I know you like it though.
I love that show, and every episode they do a different recipe with brain as the central ingredient because the zombies can't taste anything except for super hot sauce. So
okay,
they're all of these, I mean, three seasons in, and each one is a separate hot sauce concoction. And one of the grossest, I mean, you're watching them make jellied brains, right? So, like, you know it's a prop. It looks like a prop.
Yeah.
And they do things like brains in ramen or brain smoothies or brain
After three seasons, they're still doing it?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of meals to be had,
dedication.
Right?
Dedication. Yeah.
The worst one I saw was Peanut Butter and Jelly and Brains.
Because, for those lazy days where you just don't feel like...
Yeah, because I just don't want that texture. I don't want some mystery bump in my, my peanut butter.
I prefer chunky peanut butter. Like, I love...
Yeah, but that's... Yeah, okay.
So that might work.
But those are small chunks. I mean, if it was an actual peanut in the middle of your... you'd be a little bit like, what did I just crunch? I think that would be kind of shocking.
What was I going to say? Crap, I lost it. The movie reference I was going to make is there's a movie called The Salt and Sea, and it has Val Kilmer in it.
Oh, yeah, I know of the film.
I had a Val Kilmer phase.
Yeah. What a shock. Yeah.
And in that movie, he finds himself in the presence of some people that, and the guy's eating brains in front of him.
Yep.
And it looked to me like it was eggs.
Yeah,
as far as the prop goes.
Well, did you see...
That's all. So when I think of brains and texture, I go to eggs.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you know, scrambled eggs.
Which would make sense, I guess. Did you see Lost Boys?
Lost Boys.
The movie Lost Boys?
What?
Vampires in California.
Oh, yeah, Kiefer Sutherland. Yes, yeah. Totally. Yeah, what the hell?
When they raged, there's that bonfire, right? And
the
vampires interrupt this bonfire. Oh, I have it on Blu-ray. I'll let you borrow it.
Corey Feldman and both
amazing
movies, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's a great movie. And one of the vampires, and to this day, it's you asked me in one episode about like worst kills and most creative.
Yeah,
it's a vampire biting through somebody's skull.
Yeah, I remember that.
None of that makes sense to me. Like the force, like wouldn't you break a fang?
I would have to imagine you.
Just are you getting like all of that, but are you then biting into it like a like one of those you know those Kinder egg candies, you know, like I didn't know it was plastic.
I think of remember Jurassic during Jurassic Park when that movie first came out, one of the things I remember liking were they did a everlasting gobstopper type candy, but it was a dinosaur egg and it had like a gummy dinosaur in the center, so you had to like eat your lick your way.
Oh my god.
It was like a trophy.
You still have it, don't you?
No, but I mean, this is going to, I'm sorry. This of all things might gross people out. I had it on my bookshelf and it would be like, take it down, lick it, and put it back. You know,
oh, it's so horrible.
It was gross.
There's no way you would let your children do that.
No,
in this
I'm embarrassed actually. I don't know that's how much, I mean, on one hand, yeah, like I get like it just, my parents let me do that.
But again, you grew up what, like in the early 90s, late 80s, right?
That movie came out when I was in 6th or 7th grade, I think I was. Yeah.
I mean, that was so. Safe then. You know, that was okay. Those God made dirt don't hurt, you know.
So I won that by I forget what you call the game, but you take all the letters in
Scrabble,
the word, and then you
Hangman.
Nope. Wait for it. You take all the letters and a set of words, and you try to make as many different word combinations as you can. Out of the letters.
Anagrams? Bananagrams.
Kind of like the game Bananagrams.
Yeah, anagrams.
Anagrams. Anyway, I don't remember exactly, but we played a game like that, and I won.
Nice.
On a technicality, because I did plurals of all the words, you know?
Of course you did.
And people were like, you can't do that. And I was like, yes, I can.
You were like, chew
suck
on
it.
That, yeah.
I won the Gobstopper, suckers. So...
That's awesome.
Good times had by all.
Hell yeah.
So wind that back. We made it all the way down to Jurassic Park.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, I just got totally lost. But anyway, Lost Boys, going back to
biting the skull.
Strange deaths, to what brains might taste like, to various people's tasting of brains. And I realize now that as we're doing the show, I probably could have gone and done a whole big thing about like Egyptian autopsies and... Why would zombies eat brains over any other part? Which is what you started with, essentially.
Well, my question was, they want to change brains for dinner, brains for breakfast, brains for lunch. All we ever get is brains. Why can't we have some guts? Why guts?
Well, again, I said that there's a lot more to the guts, right?
Well, okay, this question. What exactly does guts mean to you?
Guts to me is everything located in the stomach region. Just so it would be the liver, the kidney,
all those things,
the intestinal organs, which when you watch things like Dawn of the Living Dead, they like because they're reaching into people's stomachs and ripping it out and pulling it apart.
The modern cinema has zombies devouring all, not just brains.
Right.
They just feast on the brains. The yeah, the yeah. brains thing is...
Which I don't think comes in until... what was the punk rock one?
Return of the Living Dead?
Yeah, I think that's where Brains comes in.
Which has one of my favorite zombie scenes ever in it. There's a scene where there's a zombie behind a door. They yep. establish this. And they just... It's behind the door. They know they have to take care of it. they don't know exactly what they have to do, but they know they have to take care of it. And a comedy of errors ensues where guy one, you stand here, you open the door, and the zombie rushes right past the guy with the weapon and attacks another guy, and it's just anyway.
Yeah, that movie has the great line, "Send more cops," yeah. which is just fantastic. So that's, I don't have much left to talk about this. Do you?
No, I mean, again, I wanted to maybe, I didn't know if there'd be much debate as to what your guts were, but we agreed, and it's not interesting to me to.
I just don't have the stomach for this conversation. Oh. Hey-o! And that's our power out. So we're going to talk about real quick about season two. We only have one cover for this song, which is really solid.
For Brain Eaters. Yep.
And then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, so season two, we have in store for you folks, kind of a, we're going to flip the script a little bit.
We're going to script the flip.
Script the flip. We, Eric and I, want to take a different approach to the cut-by-cut kind of ethos, if you will.
Sure.
We would like to... We're planning on doing a set of episodes where we pick songs and present these songs to you, the listening audience, and to the other host. And we kind of... and then the other host will have a response song and so on. So we're going to do...
Sure, the idea is...
We're not going to be doing entire albums. Eric and I feel. I feel like.
Is this an I message?
Come here, son or daughter. Sit on the yep, bed. We mom and dad have to talk to you a little bit.
So, radio listeners, take a seat because we have some things we need to talk about. We basically were getting some feedback about first season, and one of the issues that we're dealing with as we come into. Radio Mutation and having to do a biweekly podcast there as well is the concept of it taking 13, 14 weeks, 2-3 months to cover an album. And if we do an album that you don't like,
you're kind of stuck, right?
Or you leave, and what do we do, right?
Yeah, so we wonder. I mean, as much as we love the Misfits and we think we know the people that have been listening like the Misfits, let's try to kind of broaden the horizon here.
Right, and include some of our new listeners from Radio Mutation and so forth.
Yep.
So the way we're going to do this is that Chris, in the next episode, the beginning of season two, Chris is going to select a song, not saying what it is yet, but he's going to select...
But, no, I'm just kidding.
He's going to select a random song or a song from his favorite song list. Then we're going to talk about it, and I'm going to present a tertiary song or a song that loosely connects... to that, so they will be literally cut next to cut or cut by cut.
Sure. And I think one of the things I want to bring up too is this is a chance for the folks that are listening right now to we do plan on perhaps doing additional songs in the episode, and one of the considerations is taking user submissions for songs they want us to talk about.
Yeah, so definitely this is your chance to send stuff to us.
Instagram, Cut by Cut Podcast, cutbycutpodcast@gmail.com, Cut by Cut Podcast on Facebook.
And don't worry about it being just like...
And then here's Eric's phone number. No, I'm kidding.
And don't worry about it being, you know, specific. I mean, it can be an old indie song. It can be a new wave song. It could be a punk song. There are certain genres, obviously, you can tell what we're into that we've been shying away from, but... Send it to us if we like it. If we want to talk about it, we will on our show, and we'll give you mad ups and a huge a mention on the show. So we're going to be moving to 3 songs approximately per episode. To do that, some of the requests and some of the reviews that we've been getting are a longer show to pull from the 30
people
minute.
People want more. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. You like us. You really, really like us. And if there's one thing Chris and I love doing, it's hearing each other talk. So
yeah, it's kind of weird.
So yeah, so the idea is to hit as many different genres and many different bands and as many different favorite songs as humanly possible for season two. And we'll run probably 12 episodes, 13 episodes of that, and then see where it goes. So if you've got stuff out there that you want to hear, if you have stuff out there that you're interested in, if you want to push, you are in a band and you want us to talk about your song, it's some dangerous territory, but we'd be more than happy to do it. And again, if you want to send us pictures of yourselves,
would you like
so
to clarify?
Dirty, right? I don't care. Rocking out a cut by cut t-shirt.
What if Anthony Weiner's listening?
No, do not send us anything. good luck in prison, buddy. But by all means, if you have yourself a cut by cut t-shirt, you got some stickers, you have the Myrtleation t-shirt, by all means, take yourself a fancy picture. Send it to us. We'll post it up on Instagram or whatever the case may be. And that's going to be season two. I'm very excited for it. Actually, I'm wicked excited for it. We've been talking about it for the last couple weeks and creating and curating song lists. I think my song list is something like 100 songs long that I have to start pulling from.
No joking, folks. He started texting me pictures of his list.
It's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
And I do mean list.
Yeah, and it's getting bigger. Anyway, that was awful. Anyway, I'm really sorry that happened. So the only cover I have of this that I like.
How many?
Oh, God.
How many?
Oh, I had this.
What's you already.
Yeah, damn it. I got
we forgot the
page.
Rating in at least one song.
Yeah, we did. So I was going to go, how many meals would you feast on brains?
Is this like, so I've ditzified this before, meals for the one.
Yeah, this wasn't worked out as well. So
how many guts, plates of guts do you give this?
How many guts of plates would I give this?
Plates of guts.
I would give this.
Out of, you know.
It's a difficult ranking. Like, yeah, it's a fun song. It's enjoyable. It's sing-alongable.
You like the sing-songy?
I really do. Yeah, but I love that kind of music anyway. Like, yeah. That's the kind of punk I love, is that anthematic stuff.
Yeah.
So I would say I would go on that aspect. I would go 8 out of 10 plates.
Okay.
I would like it to have been a little bit more developed. It's got like two verses and a bridge that are, I don't know. I think as far as a Misfits song, I'd go 6 out of 10 brains.
So I'm gonna just, this is the first time I'm gonna give a bad rating, I think.
Yeah, go for it, dude.
I'm going the one.
One out of ten plates.
1 out of 10 plates.
Wow, you really don't like this song.
I just don't want it.
Yeah.
I'm totally meh on the song.
Okay.
Wow, so that's... I hate to go out on such a pissy note.
Right? What a downer. I wish we had like a lazy trombone to be like womp womp. But instead we have Don Pettit and his, I think Don Pettit, if this was the way the song sounded, would you like it?
I don't. Yes.
All right. So you give,
I would
Don,
give it at least 3.
So you're giving Don Pettit a higher rating than you are actually giving the Misfits themselves.
Yes, I am.
Man, that's a bold assertion. Well, folks, here it is. This is the song that ranks higher than the original. I'll see you next week.